Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have some thank yous. Mark Lazarus, talk pucks with us. Pete Futek, just a complete weirdo, but he picked some games
guys
for
idiots.
You.
I can't believe he gave you some upsets.
Wash you over Oregon.
That's what I meant. Yeah, Washington State over. Yeah, that's
ridiculous.
Right.
You know, he's real committal on Ohio State, Purdue, though, isn't he? Well, Ohio State might win 50-3. Purdue might win.
Jonah Carey, Patrick Manley.
It's always that game.
I'm exaggerating a tick.
That's Joe incredible. O had the updates. Brian Gertz, the video feed. Zawoski, Camp, and Hershkovich, the producers on Monday. Lance Briggs in studio once again. Rich Campbell and more.
Press conference.
Yeah, and we'll either bring you out of your morose Bears depression or we'll lead the parade.
Yeah, we'll
you guys getting excited for this game, by the way?
Yeah, totally. I have been since Tuesday when we finished transition. That moment.
This is going to be so awesome on so many levels. Like the measuring stick element, like the bounce back from the loss element. And then no one's really entertained the possibility of what if they win? Like what are we talking about in terms of expectations if they win?
Well, it will feel unlike anything we have felt since the year they got to the NFC Championship game to be at the midway point and be thinking about a playoff run. No, I don't remember ever feeling that way since that year.
So it's the biggest win since the playoff win?
You know what it is, though?
Yeah.
Have you bought your Mega Millions tickets?
Sure.
Okay, yeah. I got mine too. Do you ever find yourself drifting and actually playing out scenarios
all the time?
Probably weekly, but Shep and I did it for like 15 minutes today. I'm like, exactly what you would do.
And like,
and my brother gets his loans paid off, and it's just a new house for my mom and dad, but not too much because then they're going to get
the name and logo of your charitable foundation.
Sure. It's where it's going. I'm breaking ground for
depending on time of day. Like, do you go and get the safety deposit box, or like what do you do if you realize it that night
right
and
away,
the banks are closed
sure.
and you just have a $1 billion piece of paper in your apartment,
right? And thinking like could I hire, because I don't know anything about money, it's like would I have to offer Northbrook Bob like a full-time job and say whatever they're paying you I you now work for me full-time,
yes.
And we're gonna have to hire somebody to run the charitable foundation,
yeah.
Etc. I'm gonna staff up now,
yeah I've spent of course. Time thinking about all these things. That's what you do when you take extended periods of time off of work several occasions.
And then I think
smoke pot.
Would it stop me from reusing plastic cups and paper plates?
Or finding half-berry pies?
And the answer is no.
No.
And I would continue to reuse aluminum foil.
Correct, because you're insane.
And you'd salvage shop the back of a Mariano's.
Yes. Well, that's I don't
so
know
what would your splurge be?
Two pair of tennis shoes a year.
Oh,
that's his splurge.
No, honestly, I've always said this. Outside of charitable donation, my splurge would be travel. Like,
yeah.
Always traveling either first class or private.
Mm-hmm.
And
what changes?
In order
you don't go first class now?
No.
You don't have enough miles to do that?
I don't travel very much at all. But when we go overseas, we usually go business class, and which is a big splurge. But now the other thing I would do is order more Chinese food.
Yeah, you say the duck is really expensive.
I would order more delivery.
It's the greatest. You don't have to have a lot of money to waste money on delivery. I do it every week.
Got to get the bar a little higher for you. You have to have places to go in the summer, a place to go in the winter, things like that. First thing I do is disappear for 2 weeks. People will be wondering where they check the garage. All the fishing gear is missing. So that's where I'd be for the next 2 weeks. Because the fall brawl is on Eagle Lake. They have boated 60 muskies in the last 2 weeks.
What?
Most of them on suckers. Which I
hate.
A 51-incher boated Monday. on a big bulldog, a pounder, they call
Do you
call
get, like, updates to your phone when a 50 comes in?
Yeah. I should be on alert, yeah.
But wouldn't you do exotic fishing? Wouldn't you want fish for peacock bass in Central America?
At some point, but if it's this weekend, we're talking about this weekend's payoff.
Time is a factor, Dan.
I'll be here to celebrate the Bears game against the Patriots, no matter what happens from my perspective, and then I'd be gone right after.
These stories, like handlining sturgeon on the Volga. I mean, wouldn't you?
I don't want to catch a sturgeon.
No? Did you say that in your wildest fantasy? Did you say in your wildest fantasy you'd come in and do the Monday show and then peace out?
Right.
I had the exact same thought. I'd do the Monday show. I'd do the Monday
It's Tuesday
show.
That's the real.
And then I'm out.
I'd have to let everybody know I didn't go face down in a pile of blow over the weekend and have my heart explode in my case.
I'd be really worried about my retirement from blow also.
That's what everybody assumes whenever I miss. You know, friend dies, he's relapsed. He's knee deep in it all over again. How many spins has Goodfellas had this week, Mackie?
100%.
Little mother's little helper again, fella? No. Sad. Brokenhearted.
Do you announce do you have a press conference? I'm announcing my unretirement from blow for the next month and I'm going away.
If there's one I could go back to one more time, it wouldn't be that because of the end of it. It would be blotter acid. I would do that.
Everybody says
one
that.
More time.
Everybody says that.
Well, it's the idea of laughter for 8 hours for no particular reason.
You're not the first person.
Mushrooms are
that.
Way better.
I was always afraid of overloading on mushrooms. Yeah, how do you dose?
You go bad once, and it can really. I mean,
that's
can
what
mess
I was always scared
of.
I've never tripped. I've never no hallucinogenic.
The rest
nothing.
Of your life.
Yeah. I mean, I
don't know anyone that's happened to though.
I didn't get much out of the acid experience. It was long to acid. The last 8 hours, and you're kind of like, all right, I'm good.
God,
sun's coming up. Neil Young's on the box. Cool breeze on a fall morning. Yeah, time to get some sleep.
Vegas before that Bears game ended.
I think you'd
before
like
it ended.
Oh yeah, I mean, there'll be more big Bears games.
Yeah.
I'm not quitting the job, but I would. I
quit the job with $900 million though.
It'd be like 600.
The job would not be adjusted. The job would be adjusted. Let's put it that way. If they want to meet my terms,
I'll work Monday.
My terms would be 5 more hours. Monday's show. That's it.
Or you could buy the station.
Correct. You could buy the station, or you could just have the dopest podcast ever, where you get any guest you want. You could promote it any way you
could
want.
Swear.
You could swear and then just do it that way. And it could be intermittent. I certainly wouldn't be doing 5 hours a day, 5 days a week during February. Though.
Actually,
I can tell you that much.
Guy driving truck.
Looking
right now,
at the numbers.
For $900 million? I
will say that as far as the fantasy of winning it goes, looking at the numbers that I have upcoming, it'll all be gone by the time my kids are out of college.
That daunting?
Look at what college you got. I don't know the last time you actually looked at what college.
By a college.
Right. Yeah, my sister just graduated. My mom was hallelujah on the last check.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. It's between that and healthcare. What other things have gone up half again as much from 20 years ago? I don't get it.
Guacamole at Chipotle.
So you make up for it by stealing soft drinks.
Well, that's right. You got to stick it to the man.
Is that what it is? Guacamole, healthcare,
and
college education.
Pot.
But that's because of quality. That's because of quality. It's better.
Maybe.
You know, I mean, the quality, I mean, come on. They can make it taste like grapefruit, like apple. I mean, it's the science with it is amazing. They can put it into shampoo and conditioner and body ointment. It's amazing what they do.
Yeah, there's an ointment.
It used to be
it's
so
crazy.
Simple.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody the other day who said that he has a mixologist almost for the oil that goes into whatever this dispenser thingy is that he uses, the vaporizer.
Yeah.
He's got a guy, and he... that knows exactly the mix of the strains to provide a certain kind of buzz of size, shape, and length that is optimized.
Correct. You know, the one that'll make you laugh, the one that'll make you sink into the couch, the one that'll help with body pain, the one that'll make you laugh.
Yeah, the one that people won't make them obvious that they're high at work.
Correct.
There are some of those. Like, they're actually marketed as, this is one you can go outside for a smoke break and do a couple hits of this and come back and still be functional.
Correct.
Et cetera.
The strains mentioned in Ted 2 are funny. When Wahlberg has, when it was...
They're coming.
And how long has that van been there? It's one of my favorites. And here comes autism. I want that strain.
Do they have the one where you're on the elevator and after about 10 minutes you realize you haven't pushed the floor?
Dan.
Oh, I didn't press this button.
I'm embarrassed to say, like, 3 weeks ago, I stood outside my elevator for, like, a solid 20 seconds too long. I'm like, where is the elevator? Right. Didn't hit down.
Right.
Didn't call for it. My bad.
No, I mean being in the elevator.
That's worse. I was outside
you're
the elevator.
Like, you're waiting. Okay. All right. We got to get to 7-Eleven. Yeah. Oh, we're not moving.
Correct. Right. Yeah, not a great feeling. Not a great feeling.
Bernsey, I got a musical treat for you. Campy has Tanny forwarded that piece of sound for you? Okay, because I know this is right in your wheelhouse. We have an anniversary today. On this day in 1974, the Canadian Power Quartet saw its third album, Not Fragile, rise to number one on the charts with songs like Roll On Down the Highway and You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. And, of course, the Stoners' response to BTO was what? Not Fragile. It was their retort to Yes.
You might be fragile. Yeah. We're not fragile.
Hey, we ain't so fragile up here, hey. Let's do an album called Not Fragile.
Yeah, get out, you hosers.
Yeah.
BTO.
This is freshman year of high school personified. It really is. There you have it.
Yeah, this is one of the harder cuts, too.
Yeah, BTO.
That's BTO.
Bachman Turner Overweight.
They're kind of a Streisand, but that kind of rocks. No.
I saw them the night before SATs. That might explain the scores. Yeah, it might.
Of course you did.
Well, Priest was on the bill, too, but they were a no-show because Robert Halford had a throat issue.
Oh.
Yeah, that was unfortunate. That was good Priest. That's before they were breaking the law.
If it wasn't for the concert, what would the scores have been?
Probably at least, well, Verbal was all right.
I'm sure it was.
The math, you've heard me do math.
Wait, so when you say good Priest, does that kind of live in after midnight?
No, it's more the Stained Class was, okay. I thought, their best album. Sad Wings of Destiny. Get up. Get out. Good stuff. Good raunch and roll.
Yeah, he was, and you've got another thing coming, of course, but Rob Halford, is Halford and not Halford?
I'm not sure. I gave that up after I lost my virginity.
He is a fascinating guy, because you remember when they were on trial for apparently having caused the suicide of one of their fans, and he, on the stand, everybody thought he was going to be this beastly Satan-worshipping, and he was this amazingly well-spoken, calm Englishman, and just kneecapped every line of questioning that was coming at him by the opposing attorneys. It was like Frank Zappa dealing with Tipper Gore, if you remember that.
Zappa was brilliant. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Zappa just clowned Tipper Gore in those hearings about and then Rob Halford actually mentioned that he claims that he's responsible for cross-pollinating heavy metal with like S&M leather stuff, because it's
a claim to fame.
I was just gonna say,
because he's been openly
Went
gay
the punks
forever.
Onto that before he was.
No, he says that he used to go shop in these S&M shops and buy bull whips and all this stuff, because that's what
the David Carradine collection.
That's what he was into, and he happened to say, "Well, I could use this on stage." And it sort of became a thing. At least he claims that's his deal.
Okay. I'll look into that. I've got some idle time over the weekend. Yeah, I got Sherry's out of town on business. Patrick's coming over. Two goalies probably twice for the fella. And that'll give me time to peruse some of these musical offerings you've suggested to me today.
We got two hockey games, one of which I'm going to miss for the Bears game, and one of which I'm going to go to, and we are going to get killed.
Not looking good.
Tough times.
No, the Oak Park Ice Bears are...
The juggernaut.
Tic-tac-toe passing, plays starting from below the... They're really good.
And your guys defend like the boo.
Well, I don't know yet. We've only played one game. Yeah. I don't know. It just... You know, we'll see. We'll see. I always tell him, I said, I don't care what your defense does. Stop the damn puck.
Yeah, have him stand on his head.
Yeah, use your face, do a cartwheel, stack, you know, stack the pads old school style. Mm-hmm. Do whatever you got to do.
You said it right on Crawford. If you would have just punched in, you wouldn't have known there was a 10-month absence. It was pretty much, I thought there was one so-so goal he allowed, but yeah, there was nothing you could do.
The Hinostroza goal.
The one across the ice where he came out a little too
he got a little forward. He was leaning a little too far forward and opened up the area above his shoulder, and Hinostroza was able to flick it over him. That was I thought he could have stayed a little more upright.
Yeah. I thought he looked like Crawford. But you just, you know what I mean?
There were no times out.
Yeah. He didn't have to take any times out. He didn't look uncomfortable. He didn't ask for oatmeal. I mean, just, it was okay. It's a step in the right direction. And good to see the Swedish warrior, Nick Hjalmarsson, have a moment last night where he got a little emotional when they acknowledged his contributions. That was nice.
A lot of texters are saying it was also Dee Snider that was in those hearings with Tipper Gore. It was both of them. There were some Frank Zappa moments as well. Dee Snider might have had the mic drop line that I'm remembering when he said something to Tipper. Like, it's not your fault. You have a dirty mind. That's not the intent of the lyrics. You have a show that I'm looking at now. I'm looking at the names.
Who's driving down the streets of Milwaukee? Kratzy's coming on today.
Eric Kratz will be on the show at 2 o'clock.
Backs up against the wall.
Featured in a Buster Olney Twitter story today, which I'm sure you guys already knew or have seen.
Yeah, I've had him tell the story before. It's fantastic. It's
just delicious.
He will add extra details to the story of why he took a nosedive for the Astros ring ceremony. It's amazing. He's the guy that everyone on the team loves. He's like a bunch of star players' favorite teammate. Like, that's what he does. So he'll tell that story and more at 2 o'clock. Teddy Greenstein in studio at 2:30. Greg Cosell says he is fascinated by the Patriots facing the same offensive scheme 2 weeks in a row and has thoughts on that at 3 o'clock. Who do you love at 3:40? Olin Krutz at 4, and Rob Ninkovich,
an all-time Patriots name.
That's correct.
A classic Patriot name.
We're having him on because we want to know where it ranks in his career to have to speak before Mitch Rosen on being enshrined into the Chicagoland Sports Hall of Fame.
I'd imagine top five, right?
He's in the class with Mitch Rosen. I mean, it's
high honor.
It's the first Super Bowl with the Patriots probably meant more, but the second
star-studded event when they all were enshrined just a couple weeks ago. It really was. Ninko! Yeah.
We'll be listening. I've got some driving around, some errands to run, so you'll keep me company all afternoon.
Sounds good.
Good luck with those lotto numbers. Good luck.
Collectively.
Everybody.
Good luck. I got everybody in for a little taste if it's mine.
Should we buy a show ticket? You want to buy a show ticket?
Yeah, sure.
Nothing splits up friendship faster.
Yeah, it gives us another chance.
I don't need to be
friends
with them with $900 million.
There you go. And that's how it starts.
Yeah, I said something to the guy at the Shell station over there on Old Orchard Road. I stopped in, and I give me $4 worth of Quick Picks. And I looked at him, and I said, I'm going to make you famous.
Yeah, he's never heard that one before.
He looks at me, and he goes, they've been saying that for years, and I'm still here.
Right.
And I said, I didn't say rich. I said famous.
Would you give the guy who sold it to you a little bit?
They get it from the lottery.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Honestly?
What?
Don't they? I thought there's the equivalent of a finder's fee. If you
said that with such certainty, really? Like that everybody knew that. Like, sky is blue. The guy who sells you the winning lottery ticket gets a portion.
Yeah, I think the establishment it's not the clerk, but it's the owner. I believe the owner of the establishment that sells the ticket gets a finder's fee. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, I would want to tip the person who sold it to me.
Yeah,
tip
I would
the clerk,
too.
Like a tip your poker dealer.
I'll get to it. I'm back from Italy, I'll get there.
Oh, I'm not saying it's first.
I'll get there. Probably happen.
It's first. Yeah, 10 G's. Cash.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. It's when I'm back.
Yeah, you know,
I'll have one of my people figure it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I'm not bringing the money over there.
No, whoever becomes my turtle, like that's his job.
God, I'd love to have a turtle.
Oh, it'd be the greatest.
Just beautiful, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be fantastic. I'd be fine being one of my friend's turtles.
It's a good life.
Yeah.
No, it worked out for him.
I'd be
fine. He lost some weight. He hooked up with some people.
Jamie Lynn Sigler,
The Saigon thing didn't work out well for him, but either way, he put it away.
Harris, turtle for you.
It's perfect.
Yeah. No, oh, God, he would not turtle. Deign to turtle. No, 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 no.
No?
No, he'd be more of a... he'd be more of, well, Dennis would be the E, and then he'd be, yeah, he'd be more of like a drama. He'd be more like Johnny Drama. Okay. I'd need to find a turtle. I'm sans turtle.
Next on Bad Entourage.
That's right.
Well, after the third season, it really did go downhill.
Boys,
have fun.
Have a terrific weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.